My strategy is not to give them a chance to hit me. Hoist Gracie. Chapter 6, Verbal Jiu-Jitsu. When Hoist Gracie stepped into the bare-knuckled Ultimate Fighting Championship, his rivals didn't know what hit them, or snapped them, as was often the case. Watching this passive-looking, wiry fellow from Brazil, you might imagine he was about to be squashed. You'd be wrong. Rather than taking on a bigger opponent in a fist fight, Gracie would use his opponent's size against him, dragging him to the mat and ending the fight. When you square off against a master of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu like Gracie, you must avoid giving them anything. A hand, arm, leg, foot, neck, that they can manipulate and use against you. A wizard of verbal jiu-jitsu. Trump is the same. Give him attention, and he redirects it where he pleases. Frame control. If I tell you it's 43 degrees in Australia, I've given you information. But if I say, oh, it's stinking hot, mate, there are bushfires, houses are burning down, I've given you a frame of reference, or a frame for that information, namely, hot is bad. If I say, however, mate, I love it, sitting on the deck soaking up the sun, now I've changed the frame. I've given you a new meaning, that hot is good. Just like a good woman. So you see, by merely putting a different frame around the same information, you change the experience. Notice also, I implied in the first frame that I'm measuring temperature in degrees Celsius. By changing this to Fahrenheit, however, I change the information entirely. Donald is masterful at such frame games. I want to make a point here about news. This is why all news is fake news. And it's not controversial to say this, it's factual. Why is it factual? Because all news is framed a certain way. Information that you see on CNN is framed for a left-leaning audience. In the same way that the exact same information on Breitbart, for instance, or Fox News, is framed for a right-leaning audience. The information may be exactly the same, but it's not presented the same way, is it? Take the Mueller report. That same report can be written entirely differently by a left-leaning media and a right-leaning media. So what's news? What's fact? What's real news? Really, what is it? Real news is the fact that it happened without any frame, without any leading, without telling you what it means, but it doesn't exist, does it? It's like turning on the TV and seeing an advertisement for Tide, and it says it washes clothes. Do they do that? Or do they tell you it's better than everything else? Or load up all the benefits of it? Or looking at a car commercial where it says it gets you from A to B. How's it framed up? How does the car look? Is it beautiful? Is it on the road to freedom? Is there a good-looking couple driving it? How is that product framed? And so you see, the reason that frame control is so powerful is how much of it is implied. It's just implied, isn't it? When you go to CNN, it reads like news. They call it news. Yet, it's entirely framed for a left-leaning audience. The same with Fox. They don't say it. They just talk about it through that lens. And so, frame control is entirely invisible until you step back and ask yourself, wait, 43 degrees, he's saying that's hot. That doesn't make sense. What's implied in that? What about when I threw in that random comment about the hot woman? What's implied in that? What's the definition of hot when it comes to a woman? What picture do you get in your mind of a hot woman? Who put it there? How much of our definition of beauty has been conditioned by advertising, by society? And so when you recognize the power of frame control, you start to see the most subtle, but potentially the most powerful aspect of influence that often just slips right in.